We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One o'clock here. This is Show and Burn. I'm Ron, the show Hughley. That is Josh Byrne. You're in the beautiful, very lovely, beautifully arched eyebrows.
Steven Go ahead, Serta.
Is in the building.
Ooh, I like it when he frowns like that.
Yeah. Someone just hit us with fake news due to numbers that we provided and then responded with, go look at comment sections on anything NFL. Count the negative first. Versus the positive.
I mean, you know, valid proof.
Proof is there.
Definitive proof.
Definitive, though. Even though the money.
Stop. Let's go to the Yelp reviews real quick for the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check that out.
The old Yelp reviews. Called us a moron. You're a moron. Even though we just read you these numbers of the television. Anyhow, thank you for jumping in. Hearing about 3 minutes. We're going to attempt to do this every week with Patrick Mahomes, a way to hear his press conferences, even different from the way you heard it the initial one. Look, man, this is something that you kind of changed my thought process when we talked through this morning in our meeting.
That's why I'm here.
Is I get the feeling like, and this comes from me because I think there are a lot of people who feel this way too, that when you speak about things that you have concerns about with the team, like for me, the secondary or the pass rush, the offensive line, like when you speak to things you have concerns of, people will then kind of look at you and call you and say you're trashing the team and all this. My thought is, and I feel like our city, with the way we look at our teams, kind of lacks this. I don't think it's trash, and I just think, man, sometimes I think you got to have standards for your team, and I think you have to have standards that make sense for your team. And then you said something. You were like, well, I think this team's standards are a little high. They are not being honest about what Patrick Mahomes could be, and they think this team can go to the playoffs. And you're right on that.
They ran Alex Smith out because they were sick of division titles.
Yes.
And then not getting to the AFC
and so then
title
I think it made me change the thought of, well, our standards are misguided. Like, to me, if you think this team has a chance to go to the playoffs and has a chance to win, then you should have.
Well, they of course have a chance. I mean, maybe rephrase that. They have a chance. Football is goofy.
No, a chance. When I say win, a chance to really win in the playoffs to
okay.
go
right,
to
I
go
gotcha.
Far. Let me specify that. A chance to go to the playoffs. A chance to really win in the playoffs. To do better than they did last year and do better than they did when Alex was here, then you should have a higher standard for what they've done with that secondary. Like, your standards should be higher than, we are in catastrophic hell in a handbasket if Steven Nelson goes down. We've had to sign Orlando Scantrick. By the way, he's not better than Rashad Breeland, and he's a free agent, and we're not going to pay them enough money to do that. Like, you should have a higher standard for, we've spent $16 million, 30-plus million guaranteed on a wide receiver who's been inconsistent and not paid like and not been like a number one receiver, but, you know, we don't have a confident pass rusher, really. I mean, some people think Justin Houston is ready to roll. Maybe that's where I differ. Like, I just think you should have standards. Like, a part of it, if I'm going to be honest with you, a part of it goes with me with the Royals. Like, a little bit of me is disappointed that some of the fan base isn't going to a point where you're like, hey, we've just been competitive year in and year out. We've gone to the World Series 2 years in a row. Like, I feel like it's not enough heat on the Royals,
oh,
to be honest
God.
With you. I feel like it's not enough heat from the fan base on the Royals.
Oh, my God.
And because we should have a standard of winning. And I think, and I
we
think,
do, but we're also living in the real world.
I know, but how do we get here? Like, I feel like we should have a higher standard.
It sounds
for how
like
we
you
got here.
It sounds like the standard you want Chiefs fans to have is perfection. You should always.
No, that's not.
You
true.
Can't miss. Signing and every draft pick
I did
needs
not
to be
say that.
Well, then what are you saying?
I did not say that.
We all understood what was forthcoming with the Royals. We all knew this was coming.
But
they're at least.
How long ago did you know that this was a? We saw what could happen after 15.
Right.
That's what I'm saying is
we knew that 18 was going to be rough. Like 30, I didn't think that they. I thought that they would be pathetic this year, and they are not. If you're watching that Royals team,
they're worse than that.
No, they're not. If watching them on the field, they are not a pathetic. They have a pathetic bullpen
and a pathetic record.
37-38
wins. I'm just saying.
But just watching them out there, they're not booting the ball all over the field. They're not a pathetic ball club. And the Chiefs, as far as the standard, well, what is it? What should the standard be then? If you could advise someone, here's what you should. Here's your standard. Here's how you should feel about this team in 2018. What is that standard? Because a lot of them have, like you said, playoffs. Playoffs are bust.
And that's why I said it seems like the standards are misguided. Like, to me, if you have playoff or bust, then you cannot be happy with what the organization has done, what they've put themselves in this position in the secondary. That if Daniel Sorensen goes down and Steven Nelson goes down, you're SOL. That can't be good enough. And the same thing with the pass rush. You've known this for a while with the pass rush. Like, to me,
but you're also aware of the cap issues. Right
yeah.
now.
And
it's difficult to improve all that much when you're paying two banged up dudes more than $12 million apiece.
But then you give 16 to Sammy Watkins and you give 9 to inside linebackers. Like, you give $9 million this year to Tony Hitchens and you give a top 5 contract to Sammy Watkins. Like, to me, I feel like you should have better standards and positions that matter more. And like, you were right. The standards are high when it comes to this team in the playoffs and Patrick Mahomes. But to me, you look at that secondary and you just say to yourself, like, this isn't good enough. And it shouldn't be you trashing the team or booing them. It should be we should have higher standards than to be stuck with this as a secondary. We should have higher standards that Orlando Scandrick could start week one.
What I like to imagine with Orlando Scandrick is
could you imagine that?
They put a contract for 1 year, $1.5 million. He said, ooh, give me that. Where do I sign? $1.5 million? Yep. Let me
put my name. I remember the Denver Broncos. Scandrick. I remember the Denver Broncos fans when Tim Tebow was there. They thought, we could do better than this. We could do better.
Let me
we could do better than
you.
This.
Let me explain
we could do
this
better
to
than
you.
This.
Even though you've lived here your entire life and I have not, let me explain it to you real quick about these standards that you're so upset by or the standards that you say are misguided. All these people wanted was their own quarterback. That's it. They just wanted their own quarterback, and they got him.
And that's as far as the standards go.
Perspective, reason. I don't think any of that dawns on Kansas City's football fan until week 5, week 6. Man, this is all honeymoon that we got our guy, finally. Come here, let me hug him, let me kiss him, let me talk about how cute his voice is. That's what this is about. So everything that you're trying to bestow upon the Chiefs fans in the city, man, they're not hearing any of it. Is the secondary bad? Yeah. Do we have a pass rush? Probably not. No. Offensive line, questionable, no doubt. But, man, you see 15?
Oh, man. I think this is a very, very knowledgeable fan base. And I guess that's the part that's getting to me that I just don't get. This is a knowledgeable fan base. And I get that you're happy about the quarterback, but
they're blinded by it right now. Many people are. But it's the same thing, though, Show. It's the same thing that you mentioned when you were pontificating from on high, telling everyone, I told you this about Pat. We knew that he had a strong arm, but we also knew that he would make a few rookie mistakes. You know in your heart of hearts what most Chiefs fans took from that Falcons game. It wasn't the mistakes. It wasn't his inability to look off that safety or him forcing it into the back of the end zone to Sammy Watkins. Man, all of that is forgotten about. And like Serta told us over the weekend, man, Chiefs fans wouldn't care if Patrick Mahomes didn't play another down in the preseason.
I'm just
that
70
yard
right
touchdown
here.
Pass is all they needed.
Listen, you're not. Listen, I'm not going to let Vern just pick on and talk about the fandoms here. Listen, if you, it's okay if you are pissed off about Bob Sutton. It's okay.
No, it's you've not. Got, you shouldn't be mad at Bob Sutton. Be mad at Andy Reid or Clark Hunt.
What I'm not talking about at him. But if you're pissed off about the fact that he's still here, it's okay. You're not trashing. You have higher standards. You're not happy about the secondary. You're not trashing. You have higher standards. They have higher standards. And it's okay to have those standards. And I don't even think Dayton, he's pissed off about the year. I don't think Dayton is happy about 38 wins. You got higher standards. Won a championship 3 years ago, for God's sakes. Coming up, Patrick Mahomes is his press conference in a way you have never heard. That was an awesome show. I apologize.
From the
right
MVP
now,
Electric
right
Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, I apologize to Vern.
That's right.
I have to apologize for Vern. That's coming up here at 1:30. Vern, we wanted to have that. We had this idea to start doing this because we were talking about Pat and his voice one time. Because I told you I'm turning the corner. I want to stop making fun of Pat Mahomes' voice. You though, insist on doing it. But I want to stop making fun of Pat Mahomes' voice. And
I do it like you do with the fellas. You feel bad about it because you search for things that you can pity young men that are really getting it.
I don't search.
Oh, I got that over him.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to turn the leaf. You're not. But someone said to us on the text line that day, hey, I think his voice sounds sexy.
Right.
He seems hot to me. I don't know how you get that, but more power to him.
There's a lot of sickos out there.
We had the thought of, hey, we want to, in his press conferences, pair his voice up with, you know, beautiful
baby making music.
I don't even want to just good music that can really make.
Oh, then we should have discussed this because I want baby making.
And most
music
of it probably will be baby making, but we wanted to pair it up with, you know, good sexy music. Yeah, oh yeah, have a little dance party. Right, with Pat Mahomes, you know, just let's do. Oh my God, we
all
lost
about
the
sex. This is all about sex.
Like, get out there in your car. You know this. Let's try to figure out. Does Pat sound a little bit more sexy?
Yeah, it was definitely a.
Come on now.
Yeah, okay. I definitely watched. I mean, you watch the guys in your draft class, and you know those guys because you've been to the combine with them. You've seen them at meetings. You've seen them all around the draft process.
It's starting to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah, it was definitely I felt like it was a harder throw and it was a little bit better spiral.
Ah, come on, Pat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it helps to have tight ends kind of like hurt. Kelsey.
Yeah, it's growing on me a little bit. I like that.
Stroke it for me.
Yeah, it was definitely after a.
Come on. Work the middle, Pat. Work the middle.
I mean, as a quarterback, you want to be able to move the ball and score touchdowns. Alex did a great job of it, and it's something that I learned from him. Not as much as I think everyone else has.
Oh, I like that in it. This makes it better. Hold on a minute.
You can't force the deep shot. I mean, in a sense, but for me, it's all about just trying to be efficient and score touchdowns to win games.
Damn, I missed the lead.
Yeah, I mean, it helps to have tight ends kind of like Kelsey. Yeah. I'm not as.
Come
I mean, as a quarterback, you want to be able to move the ball and score touchdowns. Alex did a great job of it, and it's something that I learned from him.
Come on, rock that boat.
Yeah, I definitely watched him. He watched the guys in the draft class, and he knows those guys. Then the combine with them, seen them all around the draft process.
Get it.
I don't know anything specific. You can't force the deep shot. On the practice field, after practice, whatever we're doing, I feel like we'll translate into the season.
Yeah. Does Pat sound a little bit more sexier? I can see. That's what we should do. We should just pair him. Let's get it going. Next time he interviews, pair that neck. What's the next song that we should do next week? Does he speak every week? I probably should know.
Yes, he speaks every week.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, I definitely watched him. He watched the guys in his draft class. And you know those guys because you've been to the combine with them. You've seen them at meetings. You've seen them all around the draft process.
You got that stank face going.
Got to, though.
You got
to. You
got
to give it to him right.
Oh, Katie, you need to get in here. Get him away from me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, in a sense. But for me, it's all about just trying to be efficient and score touchdowns to win games.
Go ahead, Joe.
Got my leg up on the table.
The new dance.
Yeah.
New dance.
Got my leg on the table.
Somebody just said this show is kind of weird.
You're damn right it is. So is Pat's voice. But we got to do something to clean it up.
Make it cute.
Clean that up.
After
every week. What's the next one? That's the next one. I like that. Change that position. Yeah. Tell me Aaliyah don't help Patrick Mahomes sound better. Love you, Aaliyah.
We miss you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, in a sense, but for me, it's all about just trying to be efficient and score touchdowns to win games.
Mm. What's that Miguel song?
Oh, hold on now. You can't just start just running them out right now.
Okay.
It's we got several weeks. Every week, we're going to hit this up.
Keith Sweat wants to join it.
You know what? I want Sir to, I don't care if he's it. Sir to, you make a post in the week. And we'll take some suggestions of some songs.
Slim from 112's got something to say.
Oh, boy, he's got something to say something. I mean, you know, guy's going to slip in there. I think, obviously, there's a KOL song that's in there that's just ready to roll.
KOL?
Sunday, oh, yeah. Come on now. Sunday morning from Moon Room 5, Kings of Leon. There's something in there. You know I like Kings of Leon.
KOL? Do people call him KOL?
Of course.
No.
Never heard that.
Yes, that's what it says on the drum, you idiots. Kings of Leon, KOL. Somebody did slip in that Miguel. Casey and JoJo might. JoJo might. Casey.
Let's go Joe to see if you're going to do that.
Yeah, Joe to see. Casey will just drown their asses right on that.
That's right.
A bad voice. Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, I'm a fan of that. Yeah, that really makes me. I'm in the mood now.
Lately.
Woo! About a little Aaron Hall. Slide a little Aaron Hall in there. Mm. Anything. Yeah, we're taking it in. We kicked it off with Aaliyah. We'll never forget that. Yeah. It sounded a lot better with hello. let's do Serta's News Flash.
What?
Serta's News Flash.
That's what Aaliyah does to me.
That's basically like saying, go ahead and talk about the Browns when you call it Serta's News Flash. We've kind of just let that go.
It's because that's what it was always supposed to be.
Can we end this segment with a little Aaliyah on the way out, please? Can you make that happen?
Ben Roethlisberger was asked by the media about Jalen Ramsey's comments in his feature in GQ last week.
Talked about a lot of quarterbacks in a magazine article, said that you were decent at best and hinted that you were overrated, things like that.
Well, it's the awesome thing about this country we live in. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think he's a fantastic football player, and I think we play him at some point, and they got the best of us last year, so I guess he has the right to say whatever he wants.
Oh, Ben's really grown up, Eddie. I wish they would ask that same question to Mike Tomlin.
Real quick before we get out of the segment, Supposedly, the Nationals are in the middle of a fire sale, finalizing multiple trades. The first one that is official, three-time All-Star second baseman Daniel Murphy is going to the Cubs.
Stacked.
Mm. Who was that second for the Cubs?
They got a million different interchangeable parts.
Yeah. I know Russell's at short.
Javi Baez.
Yeah, Javi Baez. Oh, well, Chris Bryant's been hurt, so Javi's been playing third.
Right. Put Zobrist in the outfield.
Yeah. Also, Matt Adams to the Cardinals.
Matt Adams, he's going back to the Cardinals.
And Daniel Murphy isn't the hitter that he was against the Royals in 15.
Yeah. Well, he had a good year last.
Like, one in a million. Like, I'd like to hear that.
You're still on this. We've not moved back.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Somebody said Donnie Hathaway. That's a... What do we call this segment? Go ahead, sir.
Make Mahomes sexy again.
Go ahead. Make Mahomes. Ooh, we bring in Mahomes. Make Mahomes sexy again.
I do like that.
Let's make Mahomes sexy again. Sponsored by.
Usual.
Somebody.
Hopefully.
A college football coach recently called Nick Saban the most overrated coach in the game and added anonymously to CBS Sports. Well, that got Mike Greenberg pretty fired up.
Number one, if he's out recruiting you, that's his job, okay? The most important thing a college football coach does is recruit players. And he does that better than anybody else.
So that's his jealousy.
That's not a criticism.
Okay.
And two, if you're going to accuse Nick Saban of cheating under the cloak of anonymity, to whichever coach it is that's saying this, you are a pathetic chicken. That's what you are.
Coward.
You are a pathetic coward.
Wow.
That's big for Mike Greenberg.
To say that, to go after an anonymous coach who said Saban is overrated, that's sticking your neck out there.
And really, he called him a chicken. That's big time. I bet you Jalen almost fell out his chair.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you know what? I agree. I do not think that Nick Saban is overrated. I'll say it. I think Nick Saban's great.
As I did say the other day, I do have wonders why he hasn't been able to create better quarterback.
No,
but
just
he's
stop
not
it.
Overrated.
Who cares?
He's
he
not
wins
overrated.
Titles.
No, he's not overrated.
That's the
no, that's stupid.
One of the four dumbest things you've ever said.
That's not. No, that wasn't dumb. He's not overrated. I'm just wondering. You know, it seems like a guy that would one time would have had a big time quarterback. But he's not overrated. That's stupid as hell. Yeah, let's try to figure out what this segment's called. Someone said 816 Ron, this show sucks. Would that be the name of the segment?
That's a good one. That's the name
that's
of the show.
That's a nice one. That's the leader doesn't suck. You can take that. Vern was right about something Friday that I had to admit about. Damn you, Steven Nelson.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
Remember, in about 15 minutes, your chance to win a gift card to Byron on the Plaza, wonderful shirts and menswear. Your chance to win a gift card to Byron's coming up here in about 15 minutes. I got to admit, though, Vern, you were right about something. It's not a full apology, all right, because I don't think that.
Oh, my God.
That I think. I don't think I said
how long
you were wrong.
Did it even last? Like the return music didn't even fade out before you rescinded this BS.
I'm not saying it's a full out apology because I never disputed what you said. I never said you were wrong about what you said. I will, however, in us talking about Eric Fisher, you were bringing up a secondary point of, hey, it's everybody in terms of depth on this team is a struggle. And nothing made more sense than if you look at the fact that this team, everything that occurred that we watched in the game Friday following the injury and then everything that happened afterwards, you get to a point where you're in a catastrophic place as a football team in your secondary. if Steven Nelson goes down. And you saw the players beneath him were worse. David Amerson so bad that they didn't even come and pick on the guy that replaced him. They still just kept throwing it at David Amerson. And whoever thought you'd come into this season saying that, man, this team would be SOL to the secondary if Steven Nelson got hurt. And that goes to the point that you made, that depth overall on this team is strug mission.
Yeah, well, when you go on and you make the big deal about Eric Fisher, they can't afford to lose Eric Fisher, man. Who can they afford to lose? A Cam Irving? Apologies to Cam.
They can afford to lose.
Okay, there's one.
They can afford to lose Tony Hitchens.
No, they can't.
They can. It's the inside linebacker.
What, do you want a legway in there?
Yeah, but that position is just doesn't matter as much.
Just Terrence Smith, you want him in there to start?
I'm not saying they would. I'm hoping that Tony Hitchens goes down.
I know.
Position
you're not,
is just
I know
not
you're
as,
not saying that.
That position is not as deadly as your starting corner who comes behind.
You saw what whoever the Texans running back was did to Smith and Olegwe in the opener, right, of the preseason. You saw what Derrick Henry was able to do in the playoff game last year.
Yeah, it's a passing league, though. I mean, most you're more concerned with the quarterback and receiver.
Okay.
In this league.
So
I'm not saying you're not concerned about the running game.
Ford, Justin Houston.
God, Frank Zampa.
Chris Jones.
Frank Zampa. Yeah, Chris Jones.
Xavier Williams.
Chris Jones is right.
Who on this team?
Xavier Williams is not.
Because Derek Nnadi, you're sure that he can hold it down and you don't need depth at the position where you need to be rotating guys in there at the nose? Yes,
I got more. I understand it would be a loss. I think Xavier Williams is not as big a loss as, I can't believe I'm saying it, Steve Nelson.
I have a feeling that 3 days from now you're going to be like, Vern, you know what? The more I thought about it, you were right about the whole Xavier Williams thing.
No, I would never.
I'd
lie to
48 hours ago you were dismissing the point. And now you gave me this half-hearted apology where you're really, let's be honest real quick, I'll let you finish, buddy.
You're a liar.
But here's...
F you. I did not poo-poo your point on Friday. I did not say your point about the...
Text...
I did to get over...
You
to
always
get it,
do, and that's what the text
to
line
To get it right,
out.
I just bulldozed over you.
Right. Eric Fisher, look, of the 22 starters, Patrick Mahomes is obviously number one. 14, 15 of the other 21, man, you don't have replacements for them. So save the BS apology because I also see through that.
Well, it wasn't an apology.
You try.
He keeps saying
it's BS. You build me up when you know you just cursed Stevie Nelson.
I didn't. Don't put that. I did not curse Steve. This is the second time you've done
it. It falls in line with the Salvador Perez thing.
No, it does not.
I
don't believe the Salvador Perez thing is my. The Amari Cooper thing. You just heard Serta say something about Amari Cooper.
No, I didn't
say anything about Amari Cooper.
I couldn't think of the guy's name. Whoever got hurt before Stevie Nelson, that guy that you cursed.
Who?
I don't remember.
You don't even know him because you're lying.
Glenn Sparkman?
Glenn Sparkman is healthy.
Patrick Mahomes is thing of beauty. 70-yard bomb in the air. Friday night, there we go. This thing.
Release the Kraken.
Look at it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It is so good!
Peter!
Stupid.
Calm me down!
Oh, Peter, turn it up, dude!
Jimmy! Okay, guys, this thing blew up Twitter. It was from a preseason game on a Friday night when there are a million of things to do in the summer.
That man orgasming on television was Peter Schrager of the NFL Network. Who is Peter Schrager? Ron the Show Hughley apparently knows all about him.
Don't act like you don't know who Peter Schrager is. I'm not going to sit here and act like.
I learned who he was when you sent this out.
I'm not going to sit here and act like people in our audience know who Peter Schrager is. I'm not saying that either. But the thing that came to my mind when I saw this.
He's got wonderful hair.
It does. The thing that came to my mind when I saw this was, this feels like a person who, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I look at this and I wonder how many Chiefs fans are getting themselves really fired up by this. I wonder how many Chiefs fans are saying, yeah, hell yeah, let's
Patrick
go.
Patrick Mahomes is thing of beauty, 70-yard bomb in the air, Friday night, there we go. This thing.
Release the Kraken.
Like, I wonder how many people are out there hearing that, God, somebody from the national media, you did not do it.
We called Pete. Pete
Sweeney. I don't know. I don't know what you guys have against Peters. I mean, I think Peters have proven this week they can step up when they're called and they're needed. And I think he makes a lot of good points.
Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride joining us here on Show and Vern.
You guys are jerks. I am a leader, and I am the leader of this show, and no one even checked with me about this. This is ridiculous.
I find also, there's been a lot of chairs in my life. Ron, you have a comfortable chair. I don't know if I've ever been more comfortable than in your chair yesterday.
Yeah. Well, your hair looks like you're in the 90s. Your hair looks like you listen to Smashing Pumpkins still. Pete, what the hell was going on with the interviews today? Come on now. Even Vern really cussed you. What was going on with the interviews today? You're better than that, Pete.
Let me tell you what happened today. So I'm in there. We're told, Andy Reid, 5 or 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, just like Sorensen at training camp. Andy Reid, almost like popping out of a cake, just walks into the room, and the best I could do is really just hold the microphone up.
Oh, we know.
Still did what I could. And then I believe it was a little bit better for Patrick Mahomes, thank goodness, for you guys.
Did we ever find Scandrick, by the way?
We did. We found Orlando. He was working out. Did you know this? He's wearing number 22 for the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, we know it. What do you think we're doing over here, Pete?
He says he was just given that number, and he's going to try, I guess, to fill in.
Time out, Pete. Hold on. Pete, you said that he just said by the coaching staff he was just given that number?
Yeah, someone asked at the press conference why number 22, and he said that that's the number that he was given.
They're really trying to push this Marcus Peters thing right out of there, didn't they? They personally picked the number for him? Time in. Go ahead. Ass clown.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, he says he didn't even, I mean, I you know, it's crazy. Ben Neiman has number 56. We have a 91 on the team, Derek Nottie, and now number 22, Orlando Scandrick.
Let me ask you a question, Pete. Can we get a timeout real quick with Pete?
Timeout. All
right, timeout. You did a really good job in the post game the other day, real quick, Pete.
Thank you.
Do want to ask you this. So, my son is playing a baseball game tonight. In the first game we played, he got screwed over by the team. They're 4 and 5 years old. It's coach's pitch. He got screwed over by the team because they wouldn't move their players. They kept playing the same kids at first base, at third base, and they really just put the kid who could catch at first base and the kid with the best arm at third, and they threw several of our kids out. We look as the game plan to have our kids play all different positions because we want them to learn. However, due to wanting to win, me and the other coaches have talked this over, and we're really contemplating, should we keep trying to teach all the kids the same position, different positions, or should we just try to win?
I think you got to go out there and try to win games.
No, bring Pete back. That was Vern.
I thought I hung up on
him. No, so hold on. So Vern thinks that this is not even a question. We should just be trying to help the kids learn. And Serta really believes we should go for the W. Like, here was my thing. I want all the kids to learn the positions, Pete, but I felt bad when those kids were running off after they were thrown out by a shortstop at 4.
Why do you play? You play to win the game.
Oh, my God. Great call. I haven't heard that one
kids
before.
Are going to separate themselves at every age. I mean, prepare them now. Life isn't all about sunshine or rainbows.
I'm hanging up on you. How's that for sunshine and rainbows? Goodbye.
Time out, Pete. I hope you sprain your ankle today.
He just called up to...
Pete was great today.
What is your deal with Pete? Is there something...
Me and Pete have become very good friends.
That no one believes that you become very good friends with anybody.
That's a good point. Wow, that whole segment was...
Someone from the text line from the 662 said, Ron, will you please just say coach pitch and not coach's pitch? Is that a wrong? There's multiple coaches who pitch.
They both work.
They both work, right?
Shut up.
Why are you so mad? No, you don't get to. You don't get to steal this from me.
I just don't understand. I don't understand why people on who cares
what
Ron says.
You don't get
says.
To steal. I get to hang up on Pete. I hate Pete. You don't get to do that.
I got no problem with Pete.
It sounded like you did.
I just didn't like how he ruined that whole segment.
Coming up, your chance to win a gift card to Byron
that's
on the Plaza.
That's not it. That's wrong.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, it's a custom men's sports shirt.
It's something.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back into Show and Vern. Ron, the show, Hughley Judge, Vernier, Steven Serta is producing this lovely ensemble. Coming up, Carrington is back. And Brad Fanning, The Drive behind us, Steven Spector as well. These guys are coming up at 2 o'clock right behind us.
30-year-old.
The 30-year-old. Yeah, he's crossed over into 30. I bet he got real nasty and had a good time last night.
I remember when he was
a young pup.
A little whippersnapper.
And now look at God. Money do it! Money shot coming up at 154.
Six caller right now to 913-576-7610. You win a gift card for a free custom men's sports shirt courtesy of Byron on the Plaza. Your style, your fabric, and most importantly, your perfect fit. Six caller right now, 913-576-7610. You win that gift card for a free custom-made men's sports shirt. Man, I could use that.
I'm telling you. You better get that. You better get it in. Get it in right now. You know the number. Come on, sir, to hook you up.
You could use that, too.
Oh, shoot. You know it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go in there and see if they could do anything for sweat. If they can help me out at all with some sort of a shirt. Material with sweat.
No, that's genetics, man.
That's just genetics. I'm just doing. Mm-hmm. So listen, I am not. I think a lot of people are gonna have not a problem with this take, but I'm letting you know right now. I don't know why it feels personal, but it is personal or something. It's just something about this kid, like. Nothing I'm saying is going to have really anything to back it up. I'm just
kidding.
Great
setup.
But it is just a feeling. Like I was thinking about the roster at the bottom of the roster, and it is hard for me, Vern, to give up on DeAnthony Thomas. Like it is just, I don't know why. Like nothing makes sense. He has not really been that productive. Like I remember last year, the only moment I remember is him having a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Hold on. When you say I don't think he's been that productive, show I've watched every snap of these two preseason games.
No, I don't
games.
Think. I don't know if he's even participated in the preseason.
What do you mean hasn't been that
but
productive?
But I do remember last year the big moment he had, like a play like a 50-something-yard touchdown that Alex Smith hit him on the run against the Steelers that got the Chiefs back into the game.
What else?
And I remember the preseason or something he had a kickoff return in Seattle that comes to mind. I don't know
just
why.
Just a return?
It was a touchdown.
Oh.
I don't know why. There's something about his playmaking ability that is hard for me to let go. And I understand it. Makes no sense.
Did not record a stat against Atlanta nor
not a
Houston.
One. Not a one. I don't think he played. Angelique and Riverside, congratulations on the gift card to Byron on the Plaza. I don't know. I don't know why there's something about DeAnthony Thomas, I think it comes to that it's not easy to find like real playmakers, the guys who can touch the ball. As soon as they touch it, they have a real chance to score.
I agree.
And he is that kind of guy. Now,
I disagree.
He's been that type of guy. It is just, I don't want him, I'll admit that this may sound stupid too. It would piss me off if he went somewhere and became some poor man's Percy Harvin. Or like somebody who can just make plays. And like even if he were to make five big plays a year, like at the bottom of the roster when we're talking about Kemp or we're talking about Garrett Dieter or Jarek Jeter or whatever his name is, like to me, it's hard for me to let him ride. I don't know why.
He averages about 22 touches a year.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. 22 touches a year and has a grand total of 5 scores.
I'm like I told you, man, I'm not saying that anything I'm saying makes any sense.
See, this to me is...
But I have a feeling like when he's out there, it feels like he's going to make a play. And maybe that's what it is.
How long did you hang on to Dexter McCluster?
Oh, God, a year and a half.
See, I feel like this is in line with how you feel about Tiger Woods.
Go to hell.
Like, you still believe that young Tiger is in there because you still believe that young Sho is in there somewhere. Man, back when you were running the streets... When DeAnthony Thomas was...
That was just a couple of years ago. DeAnthony's just...
Was lighting it up at Oregon. And you were probably lighting it up in KC. Things have changed, though, Mox. You got to cut this out with DeAnthony Thomas.
I know
what you're doing. We've all had these kind of players where you hang on because of something that you saw half a decade
ago.
Yes,
it's like Danny Duffy.
It's nothing like Danny Duffy. What are you talking about?
It's like Danny Duffy. It's hard for people to relinquish a lefty who throws as hard as he can, and he's shown flashes.
How dare you? You're going to compare Danny Duffy, a guy that...
In a roundabout way.
Has the franchise record for most strikeouts in a game, who's on pace to throw more than 190
innings. I'm pretty sure that holds some sort of franchise record.
Right. He's the only guy that everyone listening just said simultaneously, that's still on the team.
I'm telling you, like someone here with Thomas, I think it's scheme. If he went to New England and start balling out, like someone said this right here. When I play Madden, I have a hard time letting him go.
Okay.
I am in the real world. All right, damn it. It's just something about DeAnthony. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's what he did at Oregon. That's what
it's what he's done. Now, he's done something as a Chief. Let's not act like he hasn't done anything. You said he's got 5 scores.
In 4 years.
That's fine. One of the years he just took off for some weird...
Explain this to me real quick. All right, so
I don't like where this is
going. I don't really care. You're invited in by Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy.
How come they can't let him go? Huh?
Not playing him. They're going to let him go. Just give him some time for cut date.
You remember how mystified you were when you found out that they signed him to another deal?
He was a free agent, and they gave him a deal.
Look at Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and say, hey, guys, shut up. Listen, I know about Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins and Kareem Hunt, but I got an idea for you. Let's put the ball in DeAnthony Thomas's hands.
On kickoffs. And possibly out there.
So now we're saving a roster spot just for a guy on kickoffs?
Better
be doing something else.
So Tyreek doesn't get hurt. And I think
that's why you got Tremont Smith.
He's not Tremont Smith. No, DeAnthony Thomas, I think.
What the hell does that mean? A guy
that
has
the money shot.
Good Lord. The money shot. Let's finish with the bang. It's brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's now open in the Crossroad. It is fantastic. And it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Show, finish them off.
All right, now, we've been talking about this with these kids. We have our coach's pitch game tonight. And I think that we have made the decision, Vern, that we're going to play these kids in the best chance they can win. I cannot watch Dominic run across the field after being thrown out again in tears nearly and not wanting to give me a high five because they're losing.
Hey, nobody gets a childhood. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, so I want them to win. I want them to play to win. And so I think that I'm going to push to James that we talk this over and these guys play the positions where they can best play.
Hey, 4-year-old right fielder, guess what? Your life's only going to continue to get worse.
Well, whatever. We got to get W's.
You don't get to enjoy being a kid. We don't want anyone to learn to love the game of baseball.
I want them to have the fun of winning. It was tough. I'm pretty sure they lost 12-3.
That poor kid in the outfield. Never going to have a time to shine.
He's going to back up.
Got to grow up right away.
Thanks.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by absolutely no one, but broadcasting live from...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.